Dennis, it was a huge game today and your players certainly delivered.
Yeah, they was up from it for the first minute. You know, we got ourselves in front and obviously they're going to try and, you know, they have to get something out of the game in the second half, put us under a bit of pressure, but not chances-wise, just a lot of balls into the box. And Pidge does what he does best, he just keeps heading it back the other way.
Yeah, you never really liked conceding, did you?
No, I mean, I'm not sure if they've had a shot or not. I don't think Max had a save to make, but it's still a lot of pressure and we have to deal with it. But the boys have defended magnificently, you know, hooked the balls away. And as a team, I mean, you know, we broke away so many times to get that second goal and finally we got it and you couldn't write the script any better, could you?
Yeah, and you scored at perfect times. I mean, what a fantastic strike from Dale Southwell. You took a chance, you rested him on Saturday and it certainly paid off with that goal.
Yeah, unbelievable strike. You knew what his intention was as soon as he cut inside and it was just a case of getting a good strike on the ball. It was unstoppable, bottom corner, absolutely elated.
How were the nerves during that second half?
I was quite cool. I was just a little bit worried with the referee because I thought, you know, some of the decisions were quite inconsistent and just didn't want to give him something, you know, like the free kick there that Metten put over the bar. But it's never a free kick and that can make all the difference. They didn't like scoring in open play, but, you know, you give them a free kick in that situation and you don't know where it's going to go. So that's all I was concerned about. I thought we looked solid. And looked quite comfortable.
And it turned out to be an inspired substitution. They both combined, Nicky Walker and Jake Hall, to put you 2-0 up.
Yeah, well, that's just the luck, isn't it? But no, I mean, Jake's what Jake is. He's all energy. He loves it. Yeah, so it's just crazy. He's won the first header. Then Nicky's got hold of the ball and it seems like found his way across the box and Jake's arrived out and I went. It's a good finish on his wrong foot, so fantastic finish. And even Ards there was jumping over trying to get over the barrier. It was fantastic.
Yeah, he's brought a few of his towie mates with him today, hasn't he?
Yeah, no, it's good. He's brought his girlfriend Chloe and Arge was there, but he was celebrating right in front of him and Arge was trying to get over the barrier. I thought it was quite funny. Really, really brilliant moment.
And the biggest crowd of the season today, almost 1,800. What a fantastic atmosphere it was.
Yeah, it was. You know, when they start banging the barriers and, you know, it gets electric. And they were good again today, weren't they, the supporters? They've got that belief in us now and they trust us. So, you know, we're performing, they trust us, and the only way is up.
Yeah. The only way is Boston. 4 points clear of Tamworth now. I mean, playoffs really are in touching distance, aren't they? You could seal it next week.
Yeah, absolutely. If Tamworth lose a game, we win a game, then I don't think no one else is going to catch us. So, yeah, I mean, we've gone into fourth today, so now we've got to try and maintain fourth. You know, guys, he's got three real horrible fixtures to finish the season. So, who knows? We could finish fourth.
Yeah, and Geisley and Chorley have still got to play each other as well, so they're going to drop points in that game.
Yeah, guys, you've got to play Oxford, Chorley and Solihull, so they're three difficult games at the end of the season. Nothing guaranteed there. You know, today they would have had that game was like a bank of 3 points. And they've gone and thrown it away, so they've still got work to do.
Are you pleased with the way the players are sort of holding their nerve at this crucial stage of the season? Because there was a lot of pressure on today's game and they just played like they normally do.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to keep it, the spirit, and, you know, don't get too much tension in you because the nervous energy can take it out of your legs. So, you know, I thought bringing Jake in today makes a big difference because the boys watch him on Towie, so he just comes in, the banter relaxes them. So we had like a nice, calming, relaxing atmosphere. I mean, Jake looked more tense on the bench, you know, he couldn't sit down, but, you know, it was just, we had a nice relaxed atmosphere and they played like they normally played, you know, with a relaxed on the ball, put the ball in good areas, the front two chase and work for everything, and they always like they can nick you a goal.
And more of the same against Staybridge on Saturday will do very nicely.
Absolutely.
Well, is your voice okay? You sound a bit hoarse.
Well, I've had to shout for two games now in 2 days, Saturday and Monday, so I've sort of like run out of voice.
Well, I'll give you a break now.
Thanks, mate.
Dennis, you probably complained several times.